Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with teachers Brian Haymond and Tim Serene about the first ever Iowa High School Aerospace Engineering program happening at Highland High School. This is part one of a two-part interview. Tell me a bit about what this program is and what it's kind of covering, the goals of it.
It's going to end up being a four-year program. We're doing the first year right now, Fundamentals of Aerospace Technology, and they will have six projects during the course of the year, and they work with teams, so they work in a group to solve a real-world problem, and there are a lot of other aspects to it other than just the engineering part. There's reading standards and writing standards and communication and science and math standards as well. So it's really geared at getting the kids experiences that would get them ready for the workforce.
It's part of a consortium of southern states,
yeah.
And they're broadening out into the rest of the country too. It was designed to bring up educational standards and get students ready for the workforce in generally in southern schools where they were lagging, but it's a really good program and they're expanding in other areas. They have other, we're doing the aerospace engineering, but they had other programs for other types of industry.
And I mean, they have, I think they're in New York for aerospace, and you know, we're the first in Iowa to have this program, and hopefully develop it to where that students will come here to have this type of programming. So, but they take national standards and industry standards, and like Tim said, we do, you know, six projects a year, and we use the industry software, what they're using right now in the industry to design, or some of the testing products we use. They are industry standards, so the kids will get hands-on training and manipulating of those products so they could be viable soon out, right after high school if they wanted to. And then there's different levels to go into. So,
yeah, they'll use a computer-aided design CAD program called Solid Edge, which is sort of like SolidWorks. And by the time they get done with using it in two or three of these different projects, they'll have a lot of skills that maybe kids that are in college working with CAD are just learning. So they'll be really ahead of the curve in terms of their ability to use the CAD programming.
I know Dr. Mike Jorgensen, when he was interim superintendent last year, he was kind of heading up getting this program started here at Highland. And how did you guys first get involved, and you know, how did the conversation start, including you two?
I think he just asked if we would be interested in it, and I know that he had applied for a grant through the Riverboat Foundation in Washington County, and we got funding and enough for us to go take training. We were in Alabama at the University of Auburn for 2 weeks this summer and learned how to structure the curriculum and use the tools that the kids are going to use. We also got all the equipment to be able to do the program for 4 years. We got four 3D printers, we got a laser cutter, a wind tunnel, tons of other, some of their projects, they'll end up making rockets this year, and we got all the equipment they need for that. So, but he just kind of asked us if we'd be interested in it, if we would be willing to put in the time commitment, the 2 weeks over the summer to go get the training, and I think we were both pretty excited about it.
I mean, with the backgrounds, it just kind of lends itself to it, because there's the, you know, there's the practical side of the building aspect, and then the scientific side that we're, you know, between the two of us, we can give, you know, we have the best going for us. And it has worked out really well. When we were down for 2 weeks, we did each project within that we're going to do throughout the year in 2 weeks. So it was pretty hard pressed, and it was very exciting for us to do that and have that opportunity, and work with other instructors that was in the same situation as us, just starting out.
In a smaller school, I feel like we don't always have a lot of opportunities to meet other people that are teaching the same things we are, and it was really nice to get that perspective from other teachers as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with teachers Brian Haymond and Tim Serene about the first ever Iowa High School Aerospace Engineering program happening at Highland High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.